This is Ozarks at Large with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studios, our militant grammarian, Catherine Charles. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. You know what that is?
At the risk of receiving some hate emails, that's from one of my least favorite movies of all time. Forrest Gump. I love Tom Hanks. I love Sally Field, but I hate that movie.
Because of the way it depicted Southerners?
No, well, that, it's just so...
Okay.
I just didn't like much of it.
All right. Well, what I want to know is what the literary device you what literary device was used in Forrest Gump's famous quote, "Life is like a box of chocolates."
Is that a simile?
That is.
Yes.
Now, what if instead the quote were, "Life is a box of chocolates"?
Metaphor? Mm-hmm. No. Yes.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The two literary devices help paint vivid pictures for readers, but they shouldn't be used haphazardly.
Okay.
Let's first look at similes. Some similes have been used so often that they become cliches. Fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
As busy as a...
bee.
As blind as a...
bat.
As strong as...
an ox.
Slept like a...
baby or rock.
Slept like a rock, maybe.
Haven't you? Did
maybe.
I just make that up?
And slept like a baby. Yeah. This one has log, which I've also heard. But I think slept like a baby I've probably heard more often. Dead as a...
doornail.
Stand out like a...
sore thumb?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right. As hard as...
a rock. I want to use rock. As hard as a nail.
Uh-huh. Hard as nails. As white as a...
sheet. Mm-hmm. Ghost.
Yeah. Actually, sheet, I think I've heard too, but a ghost is one they have here. However, if the writer approaches similes with some creativity, good things can happen.
Okay.
Here are a couple of similes I found online that show how a simile can express a positive idea or a negative one. A great story is like the prize in a Cracker Jack box. You never know what you're going to get, but it's going to be fun finding out.
Oh, I do like that
one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A disappointing story can be like the surprise hidden in a box of cereal. You stick with it to the very end only to find a cheap plastic trinket. Now, both of those, I think, suffer from sounding a little too Gumpian. Life is like box chocolates.
Yes.
You know, but they're pretty good. Here are a couple of creative similes collected by Jackie Murray. Memories jumped him like muggers in a darkness.
Oh, that's what happens at 2:30 in the morning when you wake up. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unlike the similes' use of words like or as, metaphors make a direct comparison between two very dissimilar objects. Aristotle said a metaphor was the act of giving a thing a name that belongs to someone else.
Okay.
Something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fill in the blanks with these overused metaphors. The boys were glued.
Oh, to their seats, yes.
She was a bull.
In a china shop.
Yeah. Of course, linguists have classified metaphors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here are some of the classifications. Extended metaphor. One that's sustained for more than just a word or phrase.
Right.
The boss snatched at her report, devoured it as quickly as possible, and then, looking around for more prey, darted across the aisle to her co-worker's desk.
Okay.
Yeah. You can see that wolf or tiger or whatever. Implied metaphor. Harry swelled and, with his prickly spines, wasn't nearly as approachable as he had been earlier. So this is implying that he's a what? Maybe. The porcupine could be.
Right.
They said pufferfish.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Who thinks of pufferfish before porcupine? Maybe if you live in Ohio.
I saw the greatest meme the other day. It was a porcupine in a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a box of bubble bath. And he said, well, that was a waste of time, waste of money.
That's good. Have you ever seen a porcupine in the wild?
I don't think I have.
So. Are they indigenous to Arkansas? I'm taking this off topic. I'll find that out later. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Mixed metaphor, and that's one that people always call you on. They can be intentionally funny, but when used unconsciously, they'll distract from your writing. Let's tie up the red tape and get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, what are we talking
about?
And then there are dead metaphors, which are the cliches of metaphors. Here are a couple of good metaphors I found online used as memes. If every day is a gift, today was socks.
But the older you get, the better that gift becomes,
I know, socks
right?
can be pretty good. I love you like a pig loves not being bacon.
Oh. That might be a little bit deeper than you think. Yeah. You know, because, all right, I like that.
And then there's a metaphor we may not have thought of as such, but it's very familiar. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Milton Grammarian is Catherine Sherrills.